So we're hearing from investigators that aflibercept is likely to be approved soon, and I'm curious how you're planning on using this agent and in what setting. Axel?
Aflibercept will go head-to-head more or less with Bev beyond progression. That's where the data are. The data are very similar. Toxicity profile is different. And I could envision that after the initial kind of, you know, whenever a novel agent comes about, you know, you like to get your hands on it and like to use it. I like to use aflibercept just to see how it is and how patients feel on it. But I could see that after this initial take-up is kind of has tapered down, that a lot of people would probably go for Bev beyond progression, something that they've been using for quite some time in first-line therapy and in second-line therapy now. So, because the data are very, very similar because of the better toxicity profile.
So, Charlie, how would you think you might approach it? And would you approach it differently if, quote, you needed a response?
It's a great question. Right now, because TML is out and aflibercept is not yet approved, it's quite easy to give Bev beyond progression. And the question is, when presumably aflibercept gets approved, will we start to use it? Will I start to use it? I'm not sure, because the benefit, the relative benefit, appears to be similar between TML and Valor. I think I'd like to try to use it. I haven't ever used the drug yet, but my guess is initially my practice may be a preponderance of using bevacizumab.
Matt?
I think I might actually go the other way. It seems like the relative benefits are similar. We don't have firm data one way or the other. We do know that aflibercept perhaps has a slightly different mechanism of action. Maybe there's a little better benefit there, so I might be tempted to switch.
Rich?
So one of the problems is that very few docs have experience with aflibercept in the U.S., and even the people around the table can't really talk much about personal experience with it. So I think we're all anxious to try a new tool, but the timing is pretty excellent with the TML study because they've got a buzz out there that it works in second line. They've got a group of people ordering the drug that are now comfortable with its toxicity profile. And then they've got a new drug with a little bit troubling toxicity profile that they may just not want to bother with.
Bert?
Yeah, I agree. I think aflibercept has a tough hill to climb because, frankly, the TML study is more relevant to our practice than the Valor study because all of the patients got upfront bevacizumab. For Valor, we sort of have to take it on faith that it really is just as good in patients who already got bevacizumab as it is in patients who didn't, because it's just a subset analysis. So that to me is a problem. I think we really need to see a head-to-head trial before I'd be convinced that I should use aflibercept instead of just using bevacizumab.
Do you see yourself, Alan, using aflibercept at all if it were available, and if so, where?
Well, I feel like adult. If we're leaders, around the table here, we're leaders, and none of us have ever prescribed a dose, that's problematic. So I would probably look for a place to use it just to get familiar with it, because I think that's one of our sort of expectations and responsibilities. We've talked about doing a study, a dosing study, for example, but is that interesting enough? Do we build in biomarkers or... So I think I would use it, but probably just expecting it to be more toxic but equivalent to bevacizumab, but looking to see if that indeed is the case.
Charlie?
One interesting comparison is the approval of panitumumab after cetuximab. And when we looked, we found that of the patients that get panitumumab, 40% had previously gotten cetuximab.
Right.
And so akin to Emily's point, that may be what happens with aflibercept.
Rich?
So I was just going to say that we are opening a study next week of FOLFOX plus aflibercept in the first line setting. It's a phase two, but at least we'll get our hands on the drug and have some experience with it.
It's a large phase two. It's 62 patients, and it actually has biomarker studies attached to it. And we expect 100% compliance with the biomarker.
Axel?
So I could see a role for aflibercept in a patient population that was not covered by the TML study, which is the early progressors patients who, I mean, exactly the kind of the patients were excluded from TML. And I'd be willing to kind of, where I said, you know, I would not expose the patients to Bev beyond progression when they had rapid progressive disease. But, you know, a drug that has a little bit broader spectrum of mechanism of action, et cetera, I could see for KRAS mutant tumors, early progressors on FOLFOX, Bev, to look at FOLFIRI or aflibercept. along the lines of Velour. So I think I find patients to get my hands on aflibercept, because I agree with Alan, you know, we need to get our experiences because we will talk about it, we'll compare, and nothing beats really hands-on experience.
You know, actually, I might look at it the same way you just did, but then you're stacking the deck against the drug.
Yeah, but it's mainly the side effect profile.
No, I agree with you.
Not necessarily the efficacy.
I totally agree.